Hi, Mr. Weinland.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you so much for fitting us into your schedule. I know it's very short notice, booking you an hour in advance, and I apologize for that. But we really appreciate you making time to call in on our show today. So we're going to be coming in approximately a minute, so Thor will be bringing you on, so stand by.
Great.
All right, thanks a lot.
This portion of Live from Seattle is sponsored in part by the Bible League, Boberg Roofing, and Veritas Financial.
This is morning show host Dave Drewy inviting you to join me for Homeward weekday mornings at 5:30. Some great advice for parents and everybody else for that matter. Homeward weekday mornings 5:30 here on AM 820.
Live from Seattle continues on Seattle's Christian Talk, AM 820 KGNW. Now your host, Thor Tobo.
5:08 here in the great Pacific Northwest. Let's go to Texas where it's already after supper time.
We find Ronald Weinland. Yes, pronouncing that correctly, Ron?
That's right.
And how do you prefer to be addressed, Ron or Ronald?
Either one's fine.
Or doctor. Are you a doctor?
No, just Ron or Ronald.
I'm just kidding. All right, I'll call you Ron. Is that cool? My name is Thor. I know this is a very late booking. I host the show. And I wanted to get you on because this was so intriguing to us, being within a couple or so hours' drive of Mount St. Helens. Now, you talk about prophetic theories. This might be the mother of all those, about the end of the world weaving their way into mainstream America. The millennium, the Y2K mania, Nostradamus, the best-selling Left Behind series. What might a possible explosion of Mount St. Helens signify in terms of the beginning of the end times, Ron?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not that specific Mount St. Helens. It's a series of events. And what this book is about that I've written, The Prophesied End Time, it's telling about those events, including all the hurricanes we've had recently, Mount St. Helens now, all the earthquakes in Southern California, some along the San Andreas Fault, now the one in Mexico as well, the volcano down there. That activities are right now starting to pick up, and they're going to continue to pick up in intensity, not just natural calamities of that type, but also terrorism, acts of terrorism here in the United States of a far greater scale than 9/11. And those things are going to continue to increase and get closer and closer throughout the next year.
Now, for folks who may be wondering, and I'm among them, just who you are, I know you're a former pastor, the Worldwide Church of God. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm
and founder of the Church of God.
Yes, the Church of God, PKG, which just stands for Preparing for the Kingdom of God.
Okay. Now, how closely, and I don't mean to presume you have been, how closely have you been following the Mount St. Helens story these last few days?
I just listened to it off and on. I know right now they've downgraded it and so forth. Those things are really immaterial. But what's going to take place is events like this and greater ones, including earthquakes and so forth, they are going to start increasing this year. This is when it's going to start happening. That's what makes this book unique. And it's not just one event. It's going to be a series of events that will begin to be magnified and become stronger and stronger, and that will prove the validity of what is being said. Otherwise, what I'm saying is just another individual had another crackpot saying, hey, the end is here, the end is here.
Well, there may be those who are saying, well, you know, these hurricanes that are just hammering Florida the last few weeks, you know, isn't that as telling a sign if we follow your line of logic?
Well, it's definitely a beginning of some signs that are going to take place. They're not by themselves. They're not going to stand alone. And that's what, this gives plenty of room for people to mock and say, hey, oh, that's ridiculous. We've always had earthquakes. We've always had volcanoes. And that's true. But what isn't the case is someone telling you in advance that in the following year, and especially within the next 4 years, we're going to see the greatest things take place in this country that are going to end the demise of this country and the rise of Europe.
Not necessarily natural disasters.
No, not exactly. Exactly. Not just natural disasters.
Will Al-Qaeda strike before the election as you see it?
Don't know the timing of events specifically. Just know that within a year and then 4 years, these are going to intensify. And yes, they will eventually strike with tremendous power. They will have the ability to bring in nuclear weapons, whether they have them in here now or later on. It's all a part of something that's prophetic.
Well, the relation of the end time to the current presidential race, Bush v. Kerry. If Kerry wins, will the world be safer? If Bush wins, are we all headed for nuclear Armageddon? How does that all shake out in your world?
Well, candidly, it just doesn't matter who is there, because it's just a matter of this is the time, and ever who does get into office is going to inherit this regardless, and nobody's going to prevent it. It's going to happen no matter what.
Well, then how can we go about preparing for the end of time in your world?
Well, that's what this book is about.
Well, okay, so we get the fact you wrote a book. Well, I'm trying to pick into prick your mind as to what's in the book. So okay. I don't have the book. So what can we do to prepare for the end of time?
Well, that's the beginning. It's to get a hold of the material to begin to understand why God is allowing this to begin to happen, why He's going to intervene to stop it, why Jesus Christ is going to return to set up a kingdom on this earth. It's just like what happened 4,000 years ago. People talk about Jesus Christ being Savior, and they refer to the name Jesus Christ. Christ means Messiah. It means the Anointed One. And what a lot of people don't understand is He was anointed to be a king on this earth. Everybody wants to take off and get off to heaven, but you know, that's not what it's all about. Jesus Christ, when Pilate asked Him, he said, "Are you a king?" And He said, "To this end was I born, but my kingdom is not of this time, not of this age." He came at a point in time when man had been on the earth for 4,000 years. We've now gone through another 2,000 years, and now He is coming back to rule. That's what Revelation 19 and 20 are about when it says He's going to reign for 1,000 years. Where's He reigning? He's not reigning up in heaven. He's reigning on this earth. It talks about Him coming with an army to rule on the earth. And that's what this book is about. It's about His coming. It is coming, and the events that are going to take place precede it. A rise of World War III, the last prophesied rise of the Holy Roman Empire. And that's the information that's contained in the book.
There are those who believe, Ron, and we're with Ronald Wineland from the middle of Texas down there.
Well, the book is out of Texas. It's being taken care of out of Texas. I myself live up in Ohio, but...
Forgive me. What part of Ohio?
Toledo, Ohio area.
Okay, well, here's my question. Where you are doesn't matter. But here's my question. There are those who believe that when Jesus comes again, those who are still living their earthly lives at the time, but are not saved, will have the second chance by living through what's best described as a hell on earth. Okay, for this undetermined amount of time. Are you among those who believe that?
No, I'm not sure what you're referring to there. There is a time coming right now that is going to be the worst time the world has ever seen. In that last 3.5 years just before He comes back, it's referred to as a great tribulation.
Sure.
But, yes, He is coming back at the end of that point in time to save mankind from annihilating Himself. But, there's a great world coming behind that. That's what the gospel is. It's the good news about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, a lot of people don't understand, it's coming here to the earth. It's not up in heaven. It's right here. It's going to be right here on the earth.
How the end times relates to the world's current political climate. I know you answered the specific question about the presidential race, but I'll close with you, Ronald, about the world's political climate, the United Nations. Is it, at its heart, an evil organization?
It's a joke. They have the statue out there of what they try to depict in Isaiah, your weapons and so forth, and to plow and so forth. They want to have peace. But, you know, that statue doesn't reflect what's taking place in the United Nations. Man cannot bring peace to the earth. We're not going to bring it to Iraq. We can't do it. A bunch of nations getting together can't do it. The League of Nations failed. The United Nations has failed miserably.
Were you against the war?
Well, I don't want any war. Who wants war?
All right, my question is, were you against the invasion of Iraq?
Well, I wasn't for or against it. I didn't take any place in it. I hate war. I hate man's having to suffer. It's a part of what man's going to do. I'm not a part of it, frankly.
So is there no justified war?
Oh, there are times when, obviously, nations have felt that they needed to go to war. We don't realize what we've stirred up over there. We've stirred up a powder keg. Those in Islam have a prophecy about the end time. And this Muqtada al-Sadr, if you've heard about his army, it has a specific name. It's called Mahdi's army. Mahdi is a prophecy in Islam about the end time. And it's about an individual that's going to rise up as their Mahdi to take them away from, to be able to remove the oppressor from their presence and be able to conquer them.
We have 10 seconds, Ron. World War III, give me a ballpark year for when you guess it might begin.
Well, it's going to happen within, the events will begin within the next 4 years that lead into that period of time.
Well, okay.
I'm not going to give you a specific date. I'm just telling you to watch because it's going to continue over the next 4 years. I would like to offer a free book to anyone listening to your program, however.
Fine.
Yeah, on the end, the-end, or the-end.com. Anyone that would like to write in for that, just go to the contact page and say you listen to this particular radio station. We'll send you a free book.
Great. Well, Ron, it was great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Thor Tolo, live from Seattle.
Well, I learned World War III will come sometime after the next 4 years.
and that the invasion of Iraq was basically not relevant to the end times. Here's Lisa Wood. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
I don't know that I learned anything.
Well, you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
I gave it a shot. I learned he's from Toledo.
At least you tried.
And not Texas. Go ahead.